listening to Instant Microwave Buzz, an improvised sketch comedy podcast recorded live in Maui, Hawaii. Aloha. To learn more about Instant Microwave Buzz, go to IMF Maui on Instagram. Support us on Patreon under Instant Microwave Buzz. And now on with the show.
Oh man, yeah. this place is hopping. I haven't the waitress is like hasn't even shown up. I mean, it's supposed to be this family style dining experience.
I'm ready to eat.
It's supposed to be amazing, and they have a secret menu and stuff too. This is going to be crazy.
I can't wait. Hey,
hi, fellas. Sorry, I'm a little late to the table. It's a crazy Friday night, and the game just finished. My name's Miranda. Welcome to DeMarco's Family Restaurant.
Hey,
thanks.
So just because it's so busy, I need to let you guys know right now that family style dining is not available anymore. We're sold out of everything that entails, but we do have enemy style dining available if you'd like.
What do you mean?
So it's really all we have. If you guys want to lock it in now, I can get going. But essentially, it's fun. You'll like it. You'll like it. If you like family style, you'll like this. It's just
Do we get the chair still? Or
I'm hungry, dude.
You'll
Let's
see.
Just do it.
Yeah,
let's
true.
Just
all
do
right,
it.
Fine. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for enemy style dining, here's how appetizers work. You will receive one knife and one plate of food. You will not know ahead of time who is receiving which. The only person who is able to eat is the person who gets both the knife and the food by any means necessary.
What?
Can we share?
Are you hearing this?
Yeah.
I
Where did
like,
she go?
She's gone. It's like she vanished or something. Wait, one of us gets to eat and then something about any means necessary?
She said there's a knife. Why don't we just cut it in half? Are we allowed to?
Cut the lights!
Oh my god. Where'd
it's
you go?
It's dark in here. What?
Oh, there's something right in front of her face. That's beautiful steak, man. Did you see that?
And there's that piece
Hello,
of...
Hello, like brethren. Ugh. Now is time for your first course. You will see a plate of mashed potatoes and the knife. Sir, to the left, you've received the knife. Sir, to the right, you've received the mashed potatoes. There are no share plates, as with family style, only hate plates. And there's one.
What?
For the mashed potatoes, a fork makes the most sense to me.
Game on.
Where she walked away again.
Okay.
Can you hand me? I love mashed potatoes.
I don't want to point this at you, but I'm going to need you to just slide those over to me.
I mean, I feel like we can share. Will you promise to share yours with me if you
Hey guys, I'm Terry and I've got tableside sangria. Would either of you be interested in that?
Yeah, sure. I'll have a table.
That'll relieve
the tension.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, what's that over there? Don't listen to your partner at the table. He's lying to you.
I don't see anything.
Take the sangria.
Okay.
Do not drink it. Make sure he drinks the sangria. Okay, enjoy your beverages.
What did she say? I don't see anything over there.
She said that this is the last sangrias. I took the mashed potatoes, so you should probably have that.
Well, why don't we just split it here? Like,
no, I'm like too moisturized in my throat. They were really buttery. The mashed potatoes. I'm not thirsty at all. Don't make it obvious, but there's a guy at the table next to us that won't stop staring at me. Do you see that? Just be cool about it. Just look.
Hold on. I'm gonna drop my napkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy is literally staring
right at
you.
What the hell did I do? I didn't do anything.
Hello, fellas.
Hi.
How are you enjoying your enemy-style dining experience?
It's hard to enjoy.
So, just so you know, it's the energy is really high in the room tonight,
yeah.
And that man over there wanted to send you something nice for your enemy-style dining, so he sent you some dirty looks.
Can we have another plate and a fork or two, maybe, just for the mashed potatoes?
Yeah, and I don't want any sangria. It doesn't seem like something that I'd actually like. Do you have any other, just water? Like, I could do water right now.
We've got passion punch.
Oh.
What? Do you have any less mysterious
Since
passion
you've
punch?
Ordered the passion punch, here is how it works. One person receives a letter from the love of their life. One person receives a punch to the face.
Kimberly?
Okay, so I can get a letter from the love of my life or a straight-up punch to my face.
The person with all of their fingers at the end of the appetizer course...
Fingers?
...receives a letter from the love of their life.
Wait,
the person who has cut off the other person's finger... We'll get punched in the face.
If you can promise me you have a letter from Kimberly, I'll cut off my own fingers.
I'm not giving him the knife. I'm not. I'm holding on to it. It was the only thing she told me to do.
Bon appetit.
No, wait, don't go. All right, don't. Listen, man, you cannot cut your fingers off for a letter that the waitress told
you. I'm going to cut your fingers off.
Wait, that's not the game.
If Kimberly is still alive...
Kimberly.
I'll do anything to get a letter from her. I love her more than anything. And you're the only thing standing in my way.
She has kids now, man. You have to let that go.
I'm thirsty. Give me the sangria.
Take the sangria.
Oh God, it's refreshing. It is good.
Yeah.
It is good.
Don't listen to that music.
What do you mean?
That one was just... I think that was the guy that's still staring at me.
Oh, I got... really bad acid reflux from that.
Hello, fellas. Are we ready to move on to the main course?
Can I get a fork?
So for the main course, we like to call this the antidote round.
Does Kimberly know about this?
For mashed potatoes or the...
It's for the sangria. Your partner here at the table was informed that it poisoned sangria, and thus he served you the poison sangria to get a one-up on the competition as an enemy would.
Did it go down like that exactly? She said, sangria, and I said, I'm good for now, and then I slid it to you.
That was poisoned?
Now we know, but there's an antidote round, so I think we're going to work this thing out.
The only thing you can do to receive the antidote... is for to turn an enemy from a friend. You must call one of the top five people on your contacts list and create a new enemy.
My heart is beating out of my chest right now. Is that part of the poison?
So, okay, I don't want to do this. All right, I'm going to call her now.
I'm going to dial. Who do I even know? I have... all my friends are work friends.
All right.
Kimberly. I fucking love you, Kimberly. It's so crazy.
Hello?
Hi, Kimberly?
Yeah. Who is this?
It's me, Kevin.
Oh, hi, Kevin.
I have to tell you something, and you're probably not going to like it.
Are you calling me to wish me a happy birthday?
No. I mean...
Oh, you're calling me because my grandma just died. That's so sweet.
Oh, that one stinks. I know that we had a couple romantic nights, and just want to tell you that I think you're stupid and fat, and I don't ever want to see your disgusting face again. Oh, God. I think
damn,
I just made
dude.
An enemy.
Damn, dude. I've seen a lot... Usually someone just... calls their mom and says, hey, I think you suck, but that would seem really personal. Anyway, dude, here's the antidote. He made an enemy from a friend.
Was that my Kimberly?
We We've been talking.
I thought she was dead.
No, she just told... She ghosted you. That is it. But she wasn't dead. She just left you. And then we kind of kicked it off a little.
Well, we never really met in person. It was just kind of a Tinder relationship. But I fucking loved her, man.
I know. You were about to cut your fingers off.
I was. I can't believe... You know what,
she
dude?
Was dirty dogging you the whole time with
Can
me.
I
you
just
wouldn't
say,
have liked her.
I felt like we were enemies a minute ago, and you snapped me out of it, and I feel like you made me into a friend.
Are you ready for just desserts?
Can I get a fork?
In the just desserts round of the enemy-style dining experience.
I feel like she just glazed over the whole fork thing.
She ignores me literally 100%. She only pays attention.
We have only one bowl of tapioca pudding left.
Huh? Okay.
You guys will arm wrestle for the tapioca pudding.
I don't like tapioca pudding.
I'm not
that
a big
much.
Tapioca guy.
Neither of us are into that.
We also have chocolate pudding.
Oh, you're dead. Fucking you're on. A dead man.
Okay, here's the chocolate pudding. And don't worry, I've been listening to your requests. Here's also a fork to eat it with.
Thank now you. We're talking. Awesome. But there are... It looks like there's tapioca balls in the chocolate pudding.
And arm wrestle.
Yeah.
Cut the lights.
Ah, he stabbed me with the knife.
It wasn't me.
Somebody fucking stabbed me.
Lights on.
Oh, shit. My hand was in your hand. I couldn't have stabbed you. That's
it was me.
Oh.
You did this to
that
me?
That is an antidote tipped knife. So
thank
you're welcome.
You.
But now that's how we get through this liability-wise.
I think that nicked an organ. There's a lot of blood coming out of him.
You're getting a big tip.
Thank you.
Oh, you're fine. No one dies that fast.
Oh, I'm not dying.
Also the man at the table who had to leave, he wanted me to send you one more dirty look, so here it is.
That's especially mean.
Oh man.
Sorry, I don't normally stick my tongue out at people, but he requested specifically. But thank you for coming to DeMarco's family style, enemy style dining.
You know, seriously, this has been great. Like, it's been an emotional roller coaster. Like, we came in as friends, we were enemies for a moment, we've been through so much, and thank you for being the villain, too, as our waitress.
No problem. Hit the trap door!
No! Oh! Instant Microwave Buzz is a weekly improvised sketch comedy podcast recorded live at the Fuzzbox Studios in Lahaina, Hawaii, on the beautiful island of Maui. To learn more about the Fuzzbox Studios and their mission to encourage, inspire, and empower individuals in developing their creative visions and by providing an environment to cultivate their skills and talents, check us out at fuzzboxproductions.com. Check out our website for instantmicrowavefuzz.buzzsprout.com. You can find us on Patreon, YouTube, and Instagram under Instant Microwave Fuzz. And you can find us on all the podcast platforms. Support the show on Patreon at Instant Microwave Fuzz. And big thanks to our patrons, Will, Alan, Paul, and Laura. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you next week. Thank you.